Yeah, do I need some milk or what, huh? Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the fucking show, you fucking bastards. It is 1 minute to 7 p.m. in the afternoon, in the evening, excuse me, in the evening, in the ancient city of Edinburgh. I have finished 2 out of 4 of today's gigs. It's raining. It's fucking moist. It's moist and it's hot and I like it. Calling out your name. You know what I mean? Call out your fucking name, you tramp. Listen, man, this town has got some of the best motherfucking tramps I have ever seen. Why would you be a fucking Scottish homeless person in London when you could be a Scottish homeless person in Edinburgh, man? You could be homeless in what appears to be a big, fancy Game of Thrones and castles and Lord of the Rings and The Hobbit and Harry Potter. That's all you need is just homelessness and imagination. You could be a part of your own little adventure than going down to the shitty old London. But I guess, you know, you got to chase a dream. You got to chase a scene. So... yes, the shows, how did it go? Me and Richie's first show, no pre-sales. No one in the room 5 minutes before the show. Then 7 people came in, yeah, motherfucker. So, and it was alright, I was shaky at the start. I mean, it's not like I'm doing high-level comedy anyway, so... It was fun. I think people had fun. And that's all this fucking life is about, isn't it? What do you mean? You don't want to prosper. You just want to fucking glide on through and enjoy yourself. And by God, they did. We didn't even make them think. You take off your thinking cap before you come into my comedy show, mate, because it's fucking full-blown silly Billy. So that was good. They gave us a couple of quid for the bucket. Nice, charitable. Maybe they gave us a couple of quid because they felt sorry for us. They're like, let's give these two retards some money so they can get their lives back in track. But I didn't think that was the tone. I think the tone was nice one for the show. And then me and Catherine did our split show. Two people. Which they were absolutely... fantastic. They were very nice. We got Dan to do the open spot. Hey, I got no complaints whatsoever, man. It was another couple. They're in the front row. We were talking to them through microphones. Probably didn't need to. Regaled some stories. Learned about their marriage, their whole life. You know what I mean? It's all about making connections. Who wants money and a career when you can have friends and a pot to piss in? And maybe you don't even have that pot to piss in. You know what I mean? Anyway, we're building up to the big one, baby. The Prince Andrew Tate Appreciation Hour starts in 4 hours. We've already sold tickets. I just got to figure out what the fucking show entails. There's couches in the room on stage. Therefore, my little dream of creating some sort of talk show dynamic might come to fruition. Do you know what I mean? Do you fucking know what I mean? Or do I need to hold a knife to your loved one's throat to get my point through? We are having a good time. I've got some good comics on to do all the heavy listing. Lifting, not listing. But, hey, I can't speak English, probably. So, it's taken care of, man. I just have to be a charismatic. I am the MC, which stands for Mr. Charisma, motherfucker. And I don't know. Like, it's I want to be more than just a compilation show, man. I want it to be damn right fucking. I want to get cancelled and ostracized from polite society and murdered out in the wilderness. left to starve, left to my own devices. I don't need no friends anymore. And that's reflective of the two characters we based the show on, people who can't get back into society no matter what. Maybe the show might be about how can we get them back into society. Maybe the show will be about how funny it is that they're actually gay and gay is funny. That's rude, you can't say that anymore. Thank you, Donald. Thank you being the moral compass of this podcast. Whatever it is, people seem to be blown away by the fucking title and the poster, and that's all you need. It's a big trickery, isn't it? Get these fucking piggies in there and give them the slop and take their little hard cash from their little paws, their little piggy paws. Oink, 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 oink. Call out my fucking name, you dirtbags. You fucking dogs. So, just today's an experimental day up here, man. You're feeling the water as a performer. The first day is actually very hard. All these fucking nerds and their fucking dungarees up here with their notebooks. I wrote my whole show out since fucking last September. I was like, go kill yourself. Climb up the archer seat and jump down. You boring piece of cunt. Sometimes when I just leave, I guess you just leave your emotions flowing. You don't like what it sounds like. Well, listen, what am I going to do? Fucking pay for BetterHelp. Maybe if they sponsor the fucking podcast, I'd look into it. But other than that, we are continuing down the harmful, toxic, detrimental route we have chosen for our mental state. Thank you, everybody. Well, this show should bring out the best of me anyway. This show should bring out the best of me anyway. I think... Sorry, I was just experimenting with the fucking soundboard. I might use the soundboard tonight. I might be putting all the tricks out of the bag. I might be wearing sunglasses. I might be saying, I don't know. What is this about? Is this pro-trafficking? I have no idea. Are we going to suck up to the industry and say trafficking is wrong? That's a bold, bold statement to say that trafficking is wrong. Human trafficking. Okay, that's wrong. But what about all the other sorts of wonderful trafficking there is? Trafficking just means moving something to another place when you're not meant to be doing it. But big government wants to restrict you. That's what this is about. It's about big government trying to restrict me moving these wonderful children to my island. Listen, you fucking cuntbag. It feels so good to combine. Fucking... Do you think you fucking dogs get advertising space on my podcast? Because I haven't paid for my soundboard and I hit too many sounds and now I have to listen to a fucking ad. Take it away, fucking Solomon. Take it away, boy. I will fucking have as many duck noises as I want without the corporate dogs sniffing around. You fucking rats. I don't give a fuck. I'll cut up your whole family. We are having too much fun. Alright, I'm going to have to sit down with Richie and have a coffee and discuss what the hell we're going to do about this fucking show, huh? I hope people still listen, but if they don't, I really don't give a fuck either. I mean, I hope they do, but if they don't, I won't be gutted. If I am literally having just a solipsistic breakdown on air recording for no one to hear, I will take that too, because I'm hearing it, and I don't think there's one single entity in any one person, you know what I mean? They know that you can fucking, if you separate the left and right hemispheres of the brain, you can fucking argue with yourself, you know what I mean? God, it's good talking to you guys. what a story Mark. Anyway, peace fucking out, guys. I'm going to try and keep up with you every day, and maybe I'll bring some material and I'll try and work it. I'll bring some recordings from the fucking shows, and then you can see how good or how bad they're going. I mean, some people probably listen to this to laugh at me. And if you do, just know, I fucking know who you are. I know exactly who you are. And you're getting cut. Yeah, boy. All right, peace out, motherfucker. Have a good one.